Listen and stream the all-new talk radio, Freedom 106.5, for the only talk that matter.
I told you all about this town hall meeting that will be held on June 21st, this next Wednesday, at the Arima Community Center. It's intended at focusing on the issue of crime and bringing persons together, creating a platform for persons who are concerned, who have questions or possible solutions, to come forward and make those recommendations. And joining us now is a gentleman representative of the organization hosting the event. As I said, Freedom 106.5 is partnering with the organization to promote it a bit and possibly be involved. Let's welcome to our program this gentleman, Philip Matheson, who's going to be telling us more about this event. Good morning to you, and welcome to our show.
Hello, Satish. Good morning to you, and a pleasant morning to your audience.
Okay, great. Let's get down to business. Tell us, it's a town hall meeting focusing on crime. Let's get to the who, where, when, why, how, all of those things. Who's hosting this event, and what's the intention?
So the name of the organization is People Against Crime in Trinidad and Tobago. This is a non-political group of persons who over time saw the need for citizens to become more proactive in the fight against crime, because we felt that for a very long time, citizens have been living in fear. There's this fear factor that if you see something and you talk about it, you could be something that happened to you. But we are of the firm belief that we need to do something about it as law-abiding citizens. And so we came together and formed this unit. We have been doing some work, I have to say, to mobilize support and to encourage people to realize that we can do things in this fight against crime, not only depend on the state or the government to do things, because they do things on a macro level. But as citizens, we need to do things on a micro level for our own safety.
Mm. Tell us about some of the people who are going to be involved on this day.
Okay, so some of the participants include the mayor of Arima would be there speaking. We have a representative from the police youth group. There's going to be a demonstration put on by someone who teaches self-defense. The president of the organization and other members will be present. Ms. Melini Dial is the president, and stakeholders. So one of the things we are doing is inviting various members of the communities that make up the Arima Borough to come out in their numbers and to participate, because in addition to presenting information, we also want to hear what purchasers of Arima's Borough, what their concerns are. We also feel that it is time for us to listen to people's concerns. So we are encouraging people to come out and participate and let their voices be heard.
You told us about the mayor and the president of the organization. Who are other people called to speak and be part of the panel?
Other persons will include, now, an additional feature here is that we intend to offer 10,000 scholarships for 10,000 young people to participate in information technology training. I will go in depth in that in a bit. So the person who is in charge of that organization, who is offering those courses, would be there as well to make a presentation so that persons can be informed about what courses would be available and the procedure involved in signing up and participating. Her name is Carol. More information about that would be available under D.
Who else is part of the panel?
The panel, as I indicated, is made up of the mayor, the president of the organization, the representative from the police, as well as this person who is making the courses available.
What are some of the topics to be covered by this forum?
Well, let me just pull my notes here. So, primarily, off the top of my head, I can safely say that we would be looking at, obviously, the trends. Home invasion, for example. And the mayor himself would have implemented certain things during the time that he has been serving. Right, so I have it here. It would be looking at crime trends and patterns in Trinidad and Tobago, strengthening community police partnership, engaging youth in crime prevention initiatives, empowering citizens with personal safety strategies, building resilient communities through collaboration. Those are only five of the main topics that would be discussed during the time, during the limited time that we have.
Yeah. And I know that as a station, we're going to be heavily involved in the discussions. I'll be co-hosting the event, and there's going to be a panel discussion. Aside from the presentations of the speakers and those persons there, there'll be a panel discussion, probably assuming arising on some of the same topics that you've discussed. And there will also be an opportunity for the public to get involved and to let their voices be heard. Tell us about that element of the discussion.
Right. So, as I indicated earlier, we felt that, and from our observation, we realized that there's usually a lot of talking down to people. So we felt it was important to start listening to what people had to say, particularly people who may have been victims of crime or relatives of people who may have been killed, things like that. There's a lot of trauma in and around those issues. So in addition to a panel that and other speakers who would be making speeches and talking to people, we felt it was critical to also listen to what people had to say. I have to say that we are planning other community initiatives like the one that we are starting with in AREMA. And the reason why we are doing it that way is so that we can be on the ground with people, ground level. And since we are doing this on a community basis, we feel strongly that it is important to listen to what people have to say. What are some of the concerns that regular citizens have? What it is they have been wanting to talk about? What are some of the burning issues within that they need to get out? So we felt that it is critical for us to have a segment of the program whereby we could listen. I have to say, we may not have a whole lot of time, and we are currently thinking of ways whereby we could perhaps I know that we have social media being set up. So one of the things is perhaps later on as we go on is for people to continue submitting their comments and concerns to us. But at least for these town hall meetings that we're having, we definitely want to listen to what citizens have to see.
Yeah.
The question might be, so what do we do after that? We believe that in time we can organize with perhaps social workers and other persons skilled enough who can also come together to perhaps offer counseling. So that's I kind of anticipate what you might be asking next. We're not just planning to listen and to let this go into the atmosphere. We plan to do something with it. So while it isn't yet in place, what we hope to do is that by listening to concerns and so on, we could do a number of things. Help to organize counseling sessions and perhaps even redirect some of those concerns to the relevant agencies or so that may be able to help some of these people.
Yeah. As we wrap up our interview here this morning, tell us more about the date, the time, the venue, and whether or not this initiative is going to be in other parts of the country.
Sure. So the date, again, is June the 21st. This is on a Wednesday. We have a registration process that begins at 5:30. The event itself kicks off at 6. We are inviting all to come, as many persons as possible. We know it's in the middle of the week, but crime is a critical issue. And if it hasn't happened to you as yet, it could be just a matter of time. It is an important issue. Come out and join the conversation. It will be held at the Arima Community Center. It's located on Anlican Street in Arima. Arimians ought to know where that is. And what was the last part of your question again?
As to whether or not this is going to go to other communities after Arima.
Yes. The next event will be held at the Belmont Community Center, and that is on the 20th of July. So we intend to have one every month around the third week or so in the month. And it will be held either like on a Wednesday or a Thursday afternoon. As I said, we know it's in the middle of the week, but crime is a concern that everyone has. So come out, people. We are inviting you to come out and participate.
Okay. That's where we're going to drop our interview this morning. Thank you so much for being with us and giving us this insight into what's going to happen next Wednesday, as you did rightly say over and over. It's one of the major concerns of all citizens and us as a nation. So we invite everyone to be a part of this event, to come down and participate as much as you can. Thank you once again for being with us here this morning.
Thank you for having me, and do enjoy the rest of your day.
And for those of you who are looking for the information about the venue, it's 129 La Resource Road North, Dabadi. That's where the community center is located. The time, there's a registration from 5:30, and the event runs probably until 8 p.m. So those of you who have the ability to attend, I urge you to. People have been speaking about crime, saying that crime is a problem and we need to deal with it. It's the first step probably in a long journey that we may have to see if we could get some results in crime fighting.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.